CKSO 79.
Howdy, Xers and Radio Buffs. Phil Wayne here for Market Scope, December 2001. Almost 2 years ago, Skip Dabblestein put together a Phoenix Market Scope that never got used. We had just profiled the Phoenix AMs. We had about 10 or 11 months of material waiting to be used, and somewhere down the line, I looked at this tape marked Phoenix and thought, hey, we already used that one. Well, Skip sent me a note, and I found his tape in the past Market Scope file. I'm sorry, Skip, I really should have used this tape in a more timely manner, but it's still a great Market Scope. So here is Phoenix Top 10, Fall 1999, according to Arbitron.
Thanks, Phil, and hello, everybody, from the Valley of the Sun, Phoenix, Arizona, the number 15 radio market in the nation. You know, over the years, I've prepared market scopes for Kansas City, Albuquerque, and the Twin Cities of Minneapolis-St. Paul. In each instance, there were more than 40 radio stations on the AM and FM bands in those markets, requiring at least 3 or 4 monthly issues of the DX Audio Service to run the entire market scope. In this instance, I've decided to focus only on the top 10 stations in a latest Arbitron survey of Phoenix. I felt that if the other stations weren't of great interest to listeners here in town, they certainly wouldn't be of interest to the DX Audio Service members either. This survey includes 8 FM and 2 AM stations, all recorded during the early morning drive time. We begin with number 10, KKLT, the light FM at 98.7 on the FM dial. Owned by Hearst Argyle, this station broadcasts an adult contemporary music program format.
White Rock 98.7, K-Light, Backstreet Boys, All I Have to Give, Rod Stewart, Some Guys Have All the Luck, and he would probably know, and Tony Braxton, too, Unbreak My Heart. Good morning, at time 6:34, you're with John and Monica on this early Tuesday morning. Thanks for turning us on. Time for the news, a lot of jitters throughout the Dow, and maybe some more, because some higher prices may be coming out today.
Right now, clear and 53, at Light Rock 98.7, K-Light.
Thanks, Monica. Good morning, time 6:39. It's More Music Morning with John and Monica. Thanks for taking us along on your drive to work this morning. Light Rock 98.7, K-Light. Good morning. It's time 6:43. More Music Morning with John and Monica. Warming up a little bit today.
Mm-hmm, but we're still pretty close to normal. We're going for a high of 88 under sunny skies. Keep those windows down and keep your eyes peeled. See if those thieves are eyeing what you're driving. Find out details coming up next on K-Light.
Every time I think of you.
Light Rock 98.7, K-Light, ain't missing you. John Waite, Amy Grant, too, with Baby Baby. Good morning, at time 6:47. Here with John and Monica on this early Tuesday morning. Thanks for turning us on. Now, of course, missing you, like missing your car. Detour Dan Beach, you know, is going to be up in traffic, but maybe you walked out and went, holy cow, where did I leave it last night? The chances are somebody could have driven away with it.
Yeah, well, the National Crime Bureau just released the list of the hit list, I guess, it would be considered for thieves and what they like the most.
On Detour Dan Beach, the time saver traffic on Light Rock, 98.7 K-Light.
Light Rock, 98.7 K-Light.
Showing up at number 9 in the latest rating book is KZZP-FM at 104.7. As a member of the Clear Channel Radio Group, KZZP presents a CHR music format.
Four Seasons Resort Job Fair, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, October 16th through Tuesday, October 19th, on the Scottsdale Air Park, Scottsdale and Thunderbird Road.
Some drink from the fountain of knowledge. They just gargle. The Ron and Don Show, 104.7 CZP.
A little hit.
Good morning from 104.7 CZP, Arizona's hit music channel. It's 6:53. And don't forget to join us in Coca-Cola at the Circle K. That's at Cave Creek and Cactus. We'll be there today from 3 to 4:30. You'll have chances to win NASCAR race tickets, free Thirst Busters, and tons of other NASCAR prizes from Coca-Cola and 104.7 CZP. Jennifer, good morning. You're on CZP. How are you?
KZZP Mesa Phoenix.
More from Ron and Don coming up next.
It's Jackie West. It's your 104-second reality check on ZZP.
It's the best we could do for minimum wage.
104.
1047-ZZP.
1047-ZZP, Arizona's hit music channel. Join Naughty Boy Dave in the nighttime. He'll be out there, Arizona State Fair again this Wednesday. You don't want to miss him. You have plenty of chances to win tickets to see Blessed Union of Souls and All for One live at the State Fair this Thursday night. Tim, good morning. You're on ZZP. How are you, Tim?
Moving up to number 8, we find KESZ at 99.9 on the FM dial. Owned by Media America, Easy 99 broadcasts an adult contemporary music format.
Accidents right now, 91st Avenue in Olive and Baseline in Mesa Drive. With a look at your traffic, I'm Lovinny, 99.9 KEZ.
99.9 KEZ.
Any requests, you can call the 4260-1999. We're going to pull out some fun music we don't normally play here. Lil Vinny's on his way to get it right now.
Cool.
Dick Clark in the studio in about a half hour or so. It's full fun. And
the mama pajama roll.
Just about 10 minutes before 7 o'clock with Beth and Bill at KEZ. And our little buddy Brad, our ambassamuffin of the morning in the funmobile. Brad?
Yeah?
Are you out in that van with our pictures on the back in the middle of the flowers?
No, not that
oh,
one.
Oh, good. That is so scary when I see
I
that.
I love that one.
You do like
Why?
That.
Why?
Well, you know, when it's dark out, Darren and I...
this is good.
we have a light, the little lamp light that we have in the van we use when it's dark out just so we can see. Well, we stick it in the back and your face glows.
Oh, that's nice. You know, the same thing happens to me on Saturday.
See where we put the light.
Oh.
We're very excited about this.
Well, we're all glad for that.
Yeah, big deal, Beth.
Waking up with Beth and Bill. 99.9
KEZ. I picked this song out this morning. Jennifer Lopez, If I Had Your Love.
Oh.
This is a great song. Coming up next, Dick Clark will be in the studio with us. It's got a good beat and you can dance to it.
The number 7 station in the Phoenix market is our first AM station, KFYI, at 910 kilohertz. KFYI is the city's premier news talk station, employing a number of former state and local government officials as announcers. It is also the local outlet for Rush Limbaugh and Dr. Laura.
Delays and our latest accident, 59th Avenue and Indian School Road, causing some troubles. Use 51st or Thomas as your alternate. I'm Greg Paul, KFYI on traffic. Now here's the KFYI Weather Channel forecast.
Sunny continued hot, the high 100 degrees today. Right now, fair and 69 in the morning. 6:32 on KFYI. Time of sunrise. And time for our top stories. A standoff ends in Glendale, where a suspect has apparently taken his life. Live on the scene, KFYI's Jim Matthews is standing by.
Good morning, Ed. It began about 1:45 this morning.
Hall met with Ernesto Zedillo yesterday in Mexico City and says her proposal could greatly reduce illegal border crossings. Money Watch 910 Dow Jones Industrials in the first 3 minutes of trading down this morning by about $10. The NASDAQ, however, is up by 14. S&P is down fractionally. It's 6:34. And time for KFYI on sports. Tom Dillon, baseball playoffs underway, and it's looking good for the early favorites.
Yes, it is. The Yankees win, so do the Atlanta Braves. I'm going to be back in less than a half hour. I'm going to tell you about a guy who has been fined $10,000 for shooting an owl that was causing him problems while he was trying to watch a football game. This guy's in California. $10,000 for cruelty to animals. I'll have more on that about 6 minutes after 7 o'clock.
All right. Tom Dillon, our KFYI on sports, twice an hour and 10 minutes sooner each time here in the morning on KFYI's Wake Up Arizona, where the time is 6:36. We'll check your breaking traffic and weather again in just a moment. 6:39 on KFYI's Wake Up Arizona. Good morning. I'm Ed Walsh. It's time for our breaking traffic and weather. And from the KFYI Traffic Center, northbound Country Club at 8th Avenue. There's an injury accident if you're heading northbound on Country Club. Stay to the left. And at the intersection of 91st Avenue and McDowell, there's a problem with some cement that is spilled. They've closed off 91st Avenue at I-10. Avoid that area if you can. I've got a check for you in 10 minutes here on Talk Radio 910 KFYI.
KYOT, the Coyote at 95.5, was rated number 6 in the market in the latest ratings book. KYOT features a soft jazz format.
But like I said, once you get into it, you'll never want to get out of it.
listening to the smoothest sound on the radio. Smooth Jazz. 95.5 KYOT. The Coyote.
Smooth Jazz. 95.5 KYOT. That's Boys to Men. And Kilauea played the Love Goddess. It's 6:46. Good morning. I'm Melissa Sharp, the morning goddess. Sunny with near record temperatures again today. Oh, we're going to get up to about 102 maybe for the high. 73 right now in downtown Phoenix, and it's time for the Coyote Pop Quiz. Prize today, a pair of tickets to the Desert Botanical Garden for the Music in the Garden series, and dinner for two at Sweet Tomatoes.
It's a beautiful morning in the desert, and you're listening to Melissa with continuous smooth jazz on the Coyote, 95.5 KYOT.
Jazz, 95.5 KYOT. That's new music from Earl Clue. It's called Peculiar Situation. It's the name of his new album, too. And Boney James played Metropolis. He'll be playing for us a month from today. In fact, November 13th, the Cave Creek Music Festival. Tickets are on sale for that already through Dillard's. I think it's like $45 for an all-day show. Let me find all the artists listed in that. It's just incredible how many people are coming to town for this concert. Booker T, I have to do this from memory because I can't find this. Booker T, Buddy Guy, John Lee Hooker, Otmar Liebert, Jonathan Butler, Boney James, and Turning Point. I think that's the whole lineup. It's Rancho Manana on November the 13th. It's a Saturday. Starts at 11 in the morning.
Not bad.
7:30 at night.
I can tell you haven't hit 40 yet.
Rap music station KKFR Power 92 at 92.3 on the FM dial finished fifth in the latest ratings.
Yo. Warren G.
What up?
You know the
papers out there.
Yeah. T-Funk.
What up?
You know the
papers out there.
But who bangs?
What up?
We know the
papers out there.
Power 92 plays today's hottest music. That is Groove On 99 artist Warren G. along with Mac 10. And I want it all. We've got your bomb dropping here throughout the morning. When you hear it drop, all you got to do is call us up and say to win.
Power 92 plays today's hottest music.
What is that, the wire?
Yeah, we're getting another press release in regards to the content for tonight. We'll get that to you in just a quick second here, but we are taking reaction right now to the announcement, the press release that we read a little while ago. We've got Tammy on the phone right now. Good morning, Tammy. You know what I'm saying? It's Power 92 at 6:34. We still got the birthday beeper coming up in about 10 minutes or so.
210-9292, that is the number to call for your birthdays and your anniversaries. Make sure to leave them now so we can air them back in about 10 minutes.
Of course, more of today's hottest music, too, and any late-breaking information in Cheese May, Ms. Ray, you will let us know, correct?
Yes, I will. Most definitely.
It's all on the way in minutes from Power 92.
Now, a mile high over the 602. Wake Up Show Traffic with Mark Jeffries.
I don't know if I can do this, given the news that we heard about the crazy kid. All right, you know, I'm just going to go ahead. I like that. Mark Jeffries, Airport, Power 92.
From the top of South Mountain. Watts of music with Crazy Kid and the Wake Up Show on Power 92.
Moving up to position four, we find KOOL, Cool FM at 94.5. KOOL is the principal oldie station in the market.
With a love like that, you know you should be glad.
Good times at Great Oldies. And, yeah, we're kind of sliding into our normal operation. How you feeling, Glenn Allen? You okay?
Wonderful.
Yeah, you're speaking in much more G-rated words than you were 2 hours ago when you and I first talked. 19 minutes before 7 o'clock, 6:41. It's Friday. The weather's good. It's 13 minutes before 7 o'clock. I wasn't sure if we got any calls, and the phones are ringing off the hook. Put stuff in the dishwasher other than dishes?
Morning. How about your dishwasher subject?
You've actually put something in there other than dishes?
Oh, yeah.
Like what?
Hubcaps.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Have you really?
Yes. Oh, yeah. It makes them real nice and clean.
Remind me not to eat at Mike's house.
Hey, we'll come.
94.5, Good Times, Great Oldies. It's 11 before 7.
I know something about love. Yeah, it's not a love. Yeah.
Cool, 94.5, Good Times, Great Oldies. By the way, our cool listener survey today, things you put in a dishwasher in the kitchen other than dishes. Getting some pretty interesting answers here.
Great Oldies for your workday. Cool 94.5.
Gardner asking this morning at 260-9494, ever used your kitchen dishwasher for anything other than washing dishes? You put what in there?
Yes, sir. A pair of tennis shoes. You put them upside down and it gets them really white.
Yeah, but don't you the next day say, wow, you know what? This cup of coffee I'm drinking out of tastes like a pair of Adidas.
Here comes that rainy day feeling again.
Pulling down the number three position is KMLE-FM, the Camel, at 107.9 megahertz. Broadcasting with a country western format.
Call Consumer Credit Counseling Services at 602-246-2227. That's 602-246-2227. Don't wait another day.
Ben and Brian in the morning.
I love you, pal.
Today's new country leader. Camel Country 108.
652, and coming up after 7 o'clock, right around 7:20, we're going to have another clue. That's right, clues every hour this morning to help you solve the Camel secret sound. Worth $5,000 and a shot at a million, and we continue to be your new country leader with the Dixie Chicks and Cowboy Take Me Away on Camel Country 108. Good morning.
Man, I want to touch you.
Today's new country leader, Camel Country 108 at 6:56. We're Ben and Brian. Those are the Dixie Chicks and Cowboy Take Me Away. Why?
Awesome.
How are the roads, H?
Oh, brothers Ben and Brian, we get them out there just busy on centipedes buying shoes. As our somber, socially sensitive, semi-severe cyber citizens send the sizzling sedans over the hump on the Camel this Wednesday on warped wheels, southbound I-17, the Black Canyon, you're slowing from Greenway to a car off the right past Glendale. Everybody is depressing their brakes to get a good long look at it. More slowing all the way down to Thomas Road. That is a 10-mile stretch. Rest of the big dogs, freeways, and interstates. We'll check with the Camel Country 108 Traffic Control Center again in a few minutes. I'm H.G. Listiak.
It's 71 degrees at 7 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Stacy Brooks with your Camel Country 108 Second News Update, brought to you by 3TV.
Today's new country leader is Camel Country 108 at 7:08, and we're going to do it again this hour. A new clue number 8 for the Camel Million Dollar Secret Sound Contest.
It's back. The biggest free money giveaway in Valley history continues. The Camel Country 108 Million Dollar Secret Sound.
Correct. $50,000.
The Camel Million Dollar Secret Sound. Every weekday, 6 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Win free concert tickets just for trying.
Guess the sound and win a fortune.
Round one.
$5,000 cash.
Win that and advance to the Secret Sound Speed Round.
You could win
$1 million.
The Valley's exclusive home of the Million Dollar Secret Sound.
Camel Country 108.
Our number two station in the Phoenix market is also our second AMer in this top 10 market scope. Owned by Hearst Argyle, KTAR provides a news talk format at 6:20 on the dial.
Yeah, at 6:30, Paul Harvey coming up in just a moment. And also, our first ultimate fan winner will be in at 7 o'clock this morning. I'm not real sure what this fan is going to do, but it will be, it'll test. I guess he's going to do it all morning. That's what he said he was going to do. So we'll find out after 7 o'clock. He will be doing it in our studio. So I may, you know, you may have to land and take me up there with you if it's that annoying. I don't know what he's going to do.
All right, well, I'll be tuned in. In the meantime, right. I can tell you that we got a westbound 60 for you from Gilbert to Price's. All but more West Side stuff coming up. Listen up. I'm Detroit Ambie Airborne on News Radio 620 KTAR.
69 degrees, morning clouds, sunny, warm 100, and low mid 90s probably by the weekend. Right now it's 6:31 at 620 KTAR.
6:37 on News Radio 620, KTAR. Good morning. It's Arizona's morning news. 69 degrees, still going up to 100. We'll check out full traffic, weather, business news also coming up this hour. And we check in with Ned Foster now for what's going on.
Thanks very much, Bill. There is good news and bad news about getting to Bob for tonight's big game.
Hi, I'm Ed Phillips. A few clouds have slipped in from down south. It should not be a big deal. Otherwise, we'll have lots of sunshine and a high temperature this afternoon of 99.
6:42 and 69 degrees at 620 KTAR.
Al Holbrook brings his Tony Award-winning one-man show, Mark Twain, tonight to ASU's Gambidge Auditorium on Saturday, October 16th.
Catch Diamondbacks Fever on News Radio 620 KTAR. You get all the playoffs play-by-play, plus exclusive Diamondbacks updates at 15 and 45 past the hour all day long. Then we bring you the excitement as the D-backs take to the road. Traveling with the team is Bill Haywood of Arizona's Morning News, the big guy Brad Sesmat, producer Brad Burnham, and reporter Brian Barks. Live team coverage of baseball history in the making, exclusively on News Radio 620 KTAR.
The clear leader in the Phoenix market for the past several years is KNIX at 102.5 on the FM dial. Owned by Clear Channel Broadcasting, KNIX has built a substantial listener base with its country-western format.
102.5 KNIX, Tim and Willie in the morning. $5,000 KNIX double play payday. If you missed the artist and you missed the time, join us again at 7:20. I mean, you know, don't quit listening, but...
No.
Make sure you're listening carefully.
Stay with us and get a pencil.
7:20, we give you all the details.
KNIX Traffic Watch.
Maggie Lynn Weather!
Sunshine today and tomorrow with our high hitting about 100 degrees, and we'll cool off to the low 90s by Friday. Right now, it's 71 at KNIX.
Red Lobster presents the concert event of the year, Reba. The most awarded female in country music history is coming to the Arizona State Fair for two big nights.
Jim and Willie are giving clues every weekday morning at 6:20 and 7:20. Your chance at $5,000 every weekday and two chances each Thursday. The Double Play Payday. 102.5 KNIX.
It's 8 minutes before 7 o'clock on a Diamondback Monday.
Oh, yeah.
We're just sitting and waiting, and we got a couple of Diamondback parties tomorrow I want to tell you about, give you all the details in just a moment. Clay Walker, KNIX.
He's perfect for a cotton dress.
It is 7 o'clock, 68 degrees at KNIX. Good morning for the streets of New York. I'm Becky Lynn.
There you have it, the top 10 from Phoenix. I hope you enjoyed listening to this abbreviated market scope. 73s for now and good DX. Back to you, Phil.
Thanks, Skip, for a great job once again. Please accept my apology, and I hope you know your contributions are appreciated and always enjoyed. Now I want to wish my fellow editors, staff, all the members of the National Radio Club and the DX Audio Service, and their families the best of holiday seasons. We'll see you all in 2002 with more radio stuff. Now here's Musings from the Members.
What's on your mind? Do you have some comments to make? Call the DX Audio Service Action Line at 419-224-1609. 24 hours a day.
WRKO Boston.
Hi, this is Audrey Levine in New York City. Just wanted to wish DXAS a happy and healthy 200th edition birthday. And keep up the good work. I got started in this great hobby by taking my Walkman on vacation. And rather than taking pictures, since I'm blind, I took audio samples, and that led to my hobby of air checking. And I love air checking and collecting air checks from all over the country and the world, and I'd rather have them recorded from the radio versus the internet because it's just much better. If anyone would like more, you know, to trade with me, you can call me at 212-614-8764. This message is from Mike in Greenville. Yes, that is the same station. It's WVOS. Liberty, Monticello, New York. And they are now adult contemporary.
Hello, Fred and audio service members. This is Pat Cassidy from Newcastle, Delaware. And I just wanted to check in and let everybody know that I'm still here. Enjoy the magazine thoroughly every month. And I think I always will. Radio is a good hobby, and I have worked in radio as well. I'm 51 years old, still single, but hoping to get married soon. Sometime, and I'm totally blind as well. Fred, have you or any of the members out there ever bought a Sea Crane radio? And if you have, is it really good, especially on AM like they advertise it to be? I'd sure like to know more about that, if you would. And also, I would love to get some station jingles, especially There's one from New Jersey, 101.5, and it's got the traffic sounder on it. That's the most beautiful thing I've ever heard, and I wish there's a way I could get that. I don't think they would let me have it. And they talk during it, of course, when they're giving their traffic report. But, and one last thing, could you have more station IDs and jingles throughout the magazine, Fred, including stations all over the country, east, west, and central? I'd appreciate that. I didn't hear it in Jerry Starr's column in the October issue, of course, but there's a station in Philadelphia. I don't know the call letters, but it's on 900 AM. Well, they're silent. I've noticed it since, probably the 7th of October. I don't know if the ownership has changed, if they're having transmitting trouble, or what, but I just know that they are silent. 900 AM in Philadelphia. And WNRK in Newark, Delaware has not returned to the air as yet. 1260 is open. And since WNRK went off the air, I can hear Trenton, New Jersey on that frequency. Thank you, Fred. Have a good day.
Hello, my fellow DXers. Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario. Well, here in Brantford, Sydenham Street United Church did get the grant to put their new low-power FM station on. It will only be 50 watts, 99.5. They're going to have religious programming plus news, weather, sports, and traffic. CHSC 1220 in St. Catharines has got permission to go to 107.5 FM with 3,000 watts. However, it's being objected to by the people at Q107 in Toronto. I hope they get it because they're not going to do any harm to a station in Toronto with only 3,000 watts that far away. I've also picked up a station on 980 playing some terrific country music at night. I don't know just where it's coming from. Maybe somebody could help me with that. I know WONE Dayton used to be really good, but they're not doing that format anymore. And also 710 CJRN, Niagara Falls, Ontario, is going to go to 101 FM, the river, and on 710 I think it's going to be an all-traffic station. And I've recently gotten a Justice antenna from Sea Crane Company in California. And believe you me, it's terrific. It has a frequency button and then a smaller round button inside that that does fine tuning. In some stations, I'm getting three times stronger than what I was. I'm also still using my select antenna. Also on 710 one morning this week, some foreign station was interfering and I wasn't getting Niagara Falls or WOR New York. I don't know what it might have been, so maybe somebody can help me on that.
Hello, DXers. This is old Tom Jackson, better known to all my friends here as TJ the DJ, and I'm originally from Chicago, Illinois, but I'm living in DeKalb, Illinois, just to let you guys know a little bit about myself. I am a 54-year-old African-American male, and I've been DXing ever since 1959, and I just love radio. I am a freelance party DJ. That's my profession. I play for weddings and, you know, all kinds of social gatherings. The radios I have a Super Radio 3, I have a CC radio, the Radio Shack, I believe it's a 1264, that TV audio rig, and I have a Sanjian 909 shortwave rig, and so those are my radios. Just to let you know a little bit about myself, another thing, I love old rock and roll from the 50s and 60s. That is my thing, the pop radio, the stuff you hear on AM pop radio, well, the stuff you heard on AM pop radio back in the 50s and 60s, that's what I like. Well, I hope that I gave you a little bit of about myself there. And I'd like to ask you, Fred, a radio question. Who decides what oldies should be played on all oldies radio? In other words, why is it that you've heard one oldie station, you heard them all? You go to Chicago, you hear the same oldies. You go to Tuscaloosa, Alabama, you hear the same oldies. It's all the same oldies all the time. And I know there were hits, records that were hits in certain areas that you don't hear everywhere else. And why don't we hear those? I mean, you hear the same hits the classic hits all the time. Who decides what should be played on oldies top 40 radio? And why is it that when you heard one oldies station, you heard them all? Thank you, Fred.
This is Russell Fry in Indianapolis, Indiana, and I have a format change to report. This is Wednesday, October the 24th, WMYS, 1430 AM, which was an adult standards format. Changed today is now WXNT, N as in Nancy, T as in talk, and that's what they are doing. They are now a news talk, I guess the X for extreme news talk, but so far all I've heard is satellite-driven talk shows on there this afternoon when I got home from work, but and they are carrying the CBS radio network now, too. And so that happened today, the 24th. Tell you, format changes don't happen on a Monday anymore, do they? But in Indianapolis, 1430 is now WXNT, Extreme, I guess, News Talk. And it'll be interesting to check out, see what talk show hosts pop up there. Talk to you later. Thanks. It's a great magazine. Bye.
This is Tim Hendel, and I'd like to comment on the 1971 Clear Channel band scan from the WSM transmitter site. Now, I'm in Huntsville, Alabama, which is 100 miles from Nashville and well within the daytime coverage area of WSM. So, in other words, my reception should be about the same as theirs. Some of the stations, I get better signals on them today, even with all the extra interference on the clear channels. I wonder if we could find out, first of all, what kind of equipment, in particular, what kind of antennas were used to make those recordings. And secondly, it sounds to me as if they were done during very unusual aurora skip conditions, not the regular or, shall I say, more normal skip situation on the AM broadcast band. So I wonder, were they done on just one night, or were they done over a series of evenings?
Hi, this is Mike Lance in Miami Beach, Florida, with two special reports. Number one, we have a radio station on the air at 1640, which is owned by Barry University. It's WBRY, as in Barry University, and they play rock and a little bit of everything. The second report is more serious, and that is we have so many pirate stations that are now blocking the dial. For example, we have one at 98.1, which is just a dead carrier. We also have a pirate station which is in between 98.1, 97.9, and it's Haitian. Plus, we have a lot of interference now on FM from these pirate stations. What can I do about it in South Florida? I have contacted the FCC. The FCC comes down, shuts them down, and then they go away. But it's really getting bad because they're splattering all over. Thank you very much, and I enjoy the magazine.
Hi there, everyone. This is Paul Blay from Brantford, Ontario, Canada. I was glad to be at the radio convention back in September. It was a fabulous time down in Pittsburgh and so on. It was nice to meet some new friends there. I am a big record collector from the 30s and 40s, and if anybody out there has a recording of Vaughn Monroe on an RCA label of Snowy White Snow, you can contact me at 1-519-753-9599 at any time. Thank you.
Hi, this is Tom Dimio in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Mike Blank from Greensville, North Carolina, was asking if I'm able to hear KDKA, WRVA, or WWVA during the day. And Mike, I'm able to hear KDKA here pretty well year-round, but only on rare occasions in the wintertime am I able to hear WRVA or WWVA. I checked the distances of these three cities from Harrisburg on a little computer program I have, and according to it, Pittsburgh is 164 miles away, Richmond, Virginia is 192 miles away, and Wheeling, West Virginia is 202 miles away. So hope that answers your question, Mike.
Hi there, Mike Dugan calling from Hayward, Wisconsin on Saturday afternoon, November the 10th. And yes, I just got done listening to the November DXAS, and this is a little bit late, but still I would like to offer my congratulatory remarks to Fred and everybody for making the 200th edition of the DX Audio Service. My interest in DX goes way back, and I've been receiving the DX audio service since the second issue in 1985. My interest in DXing also makes my current job as a program producer and music director at WOJB-FM near Hayward, Wisconsin, on the Lac-Couturier Ojibwe Reservation, where I've been its present music director and board announcer for the past 20 years. My interest other than DXing also includes sports, listening to ball games. Also, my interest include Native American rights, Native American treaty rights, and culture as well. I would also like to mention a format swap and change in the Twin Cities area. On AM 630, WDGY in Hudson, Wisconsin, switched formats with its co-owned station, WMIN 740, also licensed to Hudson. The 740 station has picked up the Sporting News Radio Network, and they're calling themselves the Sports Zone, as AM 630 also is now running Spanish language and is one of the Twin Cities' first 24-hour Spanish language stations in that area. And I would also like to have a question for Mark Durenberger. I really enjoyed his clear channel band scan of 30 years ago. I'm wondering what happened to 1090. Did they purposely skip KAAY? Wonder if Mark could comment on that. And Fred, thank you so much for the article on the Voice of America. That was very good, and thank you for including that in last month's issue. Thank you very much, and that is all.
Hi, this is Rusty Curry in Springfield, Oregon. I've recently begun to pick up KSRK, Monterey, California, at 1200. So it must have either just come on the air or just had a nighttime upgrade. Also, there is a station relaying KGON in Portland, transmitting within a few miles of here. The original and the relay come in at about the same strength from here, although the relay is able to pick up a clear signal from Portland at times when I can't. The relay broadcasts at about 92.27, a little off. It is mono only and a little under-modulated, but other than that, it's quite listenable. It operates 24/7 with occasional downtime. So the question is whether it's licensed, and if not, why would anyone operate a pirate for that purpose? All for now. Bye.
Mark Durenberger here, responding to Mike Dukin's kind comments and his questions about the frequencies monitored at WSM during the early 1970s. The exercise that the Clear Channel Group instigated was part of an effort to protect the dozen or so still existing Clear Channel 1A frequencies from duplication. The FCC had already begun adding secondary 50 kilowatters in the western states, and by the early 70s, there were only about a dozen or so Clear Channel 1A channels remaining, and these were the stations being recorded at night. Mike asked about 1090. That channel and a number of others were classified as 1B channels, and they had been duplicated for a long time. So the exercise at WSM would not have been relevant to those frequencies. Sounds like our Clear Channel Time Machine broadcast was fun to hear, so we'll bring back more of those captures in future band scans. I also want to add my congratulations to Fred and the rest of the DX editors and listeners for 200 great broadcasts, with a wish for 2,000 more.
And that is our musings to the members on this edition of the DX Audio Service. And if you have something on your mind, something to say, give us a call today on the Action Line, 419-224-1609-24 hours a day. And to answer some questions, first of all, Pat Cassidy, have I ever tried a Sea Crane radio? No, I'm sorry to say I haven't. I did request the Sea Crane company to make arrangements to demo one for me so I could do it here on the DX Audio Service. My request was never answered, so I'm sorry to say I have not had a chance to try one out. I have heard members say good things and bad things about them, so I guess it depends upon the user and how they perceive the results. And as far as jingles, hey, we'll try to get as many jingles on here as we can, time permitting. Of course, the big problem is the more jingles we put on, the less time we have for talking. Tom Jackson, you asked about who decides what oldies are played. Well, it's that old game of let's be safe. Let's not play a song which might offend somebody or get them to change the position on their dial. I don't know if I agree with that. In some cases, I think you can be a little safe. I don't know if I'd play some of the real, real obscure songs, but there certainly is a lot of oldies which are missing. Take, for example, WNRC when we do that show. Just about every time we fire up that transmitter and play something, somebody says, boy, I haven't heard that in a long time. And actually, it's just an oldie that's been on the radio. It's just that some consultant feels that it's not safe to play. And that's our musings. Let's take a look at what is happening at the Federal Communications Commission. The FCC launches a comprehensive examination of rules on multiple ownership of local market radio stations. The FCC took three significant steps toward providing clarity and certainty to the processing of radio station transfer applications in cases that may result in substantial economic concentration and thus raise competition concerns. 1. The Federal Communications Commission commenced a comprehensive examination of its rules and policies concerning multiple ownership of radio stations in local markets. The commission said, its objective is to ask the relevant questions and develop a complete record that will support the approach and the implementation of regulation it ultimately adopts. 2. The Federal Communications Commission established an interim policy to clarify the review criteria for applications that are currently under review and for applications filed during completion of the rulemaking. And 3. The Federal Communications Commission set specific deadlines in order to expedite the resolution of pending applications. In a notice of proposed rulemaking adopted on November the 8th, the Federal Communications Commission seeks to undertake a comprehensive examination of the rules and policies concerning multiple ownership of radio stations in a local market. The FCC said it intends to be more responsive to current marketplace realities while continuing to address its core public interest concerns of promoting diversity and competition. The FCC said it would examine the statutory framework as well as consider the public interest advantages and disadvantages of various potential rule and policy changes. The Federal Communications Commission also adopted an interim policy that establishes a plan of action to resolve pending applications. The interim policy sets timetables for the Federal Communications Commission staff to make its recommendations to the Commission on how to resolve pending applications. The applications that have been pending the longest will receive the highest priority. For example, within 90 days of November 8th, the staff must make a recommendation on the limited number of applications that have been pending for more than 1 year. The FCC said it would continue to flag applications or raise competitive concerns, and the staff will then conduct a public interest analysis, including a competitive analysis of the particular market. The categories of information that the staff may use in conducting its competitive analysis include market product definition, geographic definition, market participants, market shares and concentration, barriers to entry, potential adverse competitive effects, and efficiencies and other public interest benefits. The Federal Communications Commission noted that the radio industry has undergone substantial changes since the revision of the radio ownership limits in the Telecommunications Act of 1996, and it has expressed concern that FCC policies on local radio ownership do not adequately reflect current industry conditions. For instance, when the 1996 Act became law, there were approximately 5,100 owners of commercial radio stations nationwide. Today, there are only approximately 3,800 owners, a decrease of 25%. Local markets have seen similar concentration. In March of 1996, an Arbitron Metro market had an average of 13.5 owners. In March of 2001, the average was 10.3, a decrease of 22%. The Federal Communications Commission said, in addition to comments on the theoretical arguments about local radio ownership rules, today's NPRM also asked for specific data on the effects of consolidation on the public interest. It specifically asked for data in three Arbitron radio markets that illustrate significant differences in market structure, but have all undergone substantial consolidation since 1996. Those are Syracuse, New York, Rockford, Illinois, and Florence, South Carolina. The Federal Communications Commission also encouraged commenters to file information on any local market that they feel is relevant or helpful. The NPRM also asked for comments on the interplay between the numerical radio ownership limits set in Section 202B and the 1996 Act and the public interest mandates of Sections 309A and 310D of the Communications Act of 1934 and how these sections relate to Commission policies on competition and diversity. The Commission noted that promoting diversity and competition remains the touchstone of its local radio ownership rules. It has asked for comments on whether the three traditional aspects of diversity, viewpoint, outlet, and source, should guide its public interest concerns. With respect to competition, the NPRM asked for comments on the scope of the FCC's interest in competitive radio markets, on the definition of the relevant market, advertising, or audience, on barriers to entry, potential efficiencies, possible harms, and other economic costs and benefits of consolidation. The NPRM requested comments on the general cost and benefits and advantages and disadvantages of various methods by which policies concerning diversity and competition can be implemented, including relying on numerical limits or other bright line rules to guide the FCC's public interest determination, conducting a case-by-case public interest analysis, using other regulatory tools such as screens or processing guidelines, or using a mixture of these models. The Commission also asked for comments on a variety of specific situations, how it should review applications proposing to assign or transfer control of existing station groups to new owners, how to treat claims that a station is failing, failed, dark, or unbuilt, and what is the appropriate regulatory and ownership treatment of contractual agreements between stations, including local market agreements, time brokered arrangements, and joint sales arrangements. For more information on this NPRM, you can contact Robert Radcliffe at the Federal Communications Commission, area code 202-418-2600, or write to the Federal Communications Commission at 445 12th Street, Southwest, Washington, D.C., 20554. Be sure you specify in all your correspondence that you're commenting on Mass Media Docket Number 01-317. And before we get out of here for this edition of the DX Audio Service, some CPC information. On December the 2nd, 2001, WPRI 268 on a frequency of 1620 kHz will be testing from Leominster, Massachusetts from midnight to 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you hear the station, you might want to jot down some details and send it to WPRI268@AOL.com. Then on January the 7th, 2002, KTNS 1090 in Oakhurst, California will be testing from midnight to 1 a.m. We'll have more details on that on our next edition of the DX Audio Service. So until that time, 73, good DX, and get out and support radio.
WABC is wishing you a Merry Christmas, full of fun and full of joy and full of Christmas cheer. May your holly times be jolly, mistletoed and merry. Merry Christmas from us all at WABC.